Patrick.
Hey Patrick, this is Josiah. Sorry for the late call. I just wanted to let you know that I spoke to my supervisor, and she says that you're a fat faggot with bitch tits, so the article is canceled. Yeah, he just hung up. Fuck! All right, whatever. It's gonna get blown anyway, so. Right. Hey Patrick, I think I lost you there. What's up?
Yes, sorry about that. I was coming in and out of a building that has a bunch of steel in it, and I think it probably fucked with my signal. So anyway.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
Okay, I was just gonna say that I spoke with my supervisor about getting in contact with you. She says that you're a fat faggot with bitch tits, so we're gonna have to cancel the article.
Oh, well, the problem with that, sweetie, is that we already figured that out.
You already figured out that you're a fat faggot with bitch tits?
No, we already figured out that you're a complete posing liar. And by the way, you weren't the only person.
Oh, okay. Is that why you did like 2 hours of interviews with me? You're just that intelligent?
Yes, child.
What'd you say?
So what do you think you're going to do with those 2 hours of interviews exactly? Go
I'm
ahead and explain it to me.
gonna post them on YouTube.
Good for you, child. What do you think that's going to accomplish other than showing you to the sociopath and loser that you are?
It's also gonna show that you're a gullible liar and that you're also fat.
No. No, child, it won't because I didn't lie to you in any of those interviews. That's the only problem you guys keep having. You see, I've never lied to you about anything. That's the problem you keep coming back to. Everything I've ever told you has always been true and accurate.
Oh, so you're paying for this lawsuit out of your own pocket? Yeah, that's totally not a lie.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You said you're paying for this lawsuit out of your own pocket. That's obviously a lie. You don't have that kind of money.
Okay, well, the problem with that, child, is that I didn't say that in those interviews.
Yeah, well, you've said it many times to us and in public, so now
No,
we know.
child, I haven't.
Yes,
No,
child,
child,
you
I haven't.
have.
No, child, I haven't.
Yes, child, you
See,
have.
no, child, I haven't. You see, this is where you keep screwing up because you don't actually listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll make sure to accompany those interviews with screenshots of text messages where you said that you're paying for all of this with your own money. How's that?
Didn't actually say that, little baby girl.
Yeah, you
Anyway,
actually
I'm going
did.
to enjoy what happens to you next
Yeah, I'm gonna
because it's
enjoy what
only
happens to you next
getting
too, faggot.
worse.
Enjoy
Little
bankruptcy.
baby child, it only gets worse for you from here.
No, it only
You
gets
don't
worse for
know
you.
how much worse it gets for you from here.
Have fun
But
paying
you're going
Rahul.
to learn. Nom, nom, nom. Do you sound like you have peanut butter in your mouth, little baby child?
Right, you have like the faggiest comebacks, dude.
Baby child, you don't have anything to say to me. You're always wrong, and things are only getting worse from here.
Yeah, you've been saying that for the past 3 years. So,
No, child, I haven't been saying that for the
yeah, you
past 3 years.
have.
I've been saying that for about the past year, and I've been right for about the past year.
No, you've been pa saying it for the
Today,
past 3 years.
no, baby child, you keep talking. Your little mouth keeps making sounds that don't make any sense except to you because you're delusional.
Go get fucked in the ass by Nikki, you
Shh.
faggot.
Baby child, be quiet. It
Make
gets
me,
worse
faggot.
from here.
What the
Any
fuck is
last
that?
words?
Yeah, enjoy bankruptcy and enjoy losing the lawsuit and, yeah.
Oh, but again, baby child, I'm not facing bankruptcy. That isn't on the table.
If they try to collect on that loan...
That is a delusion. Shut your stupid little fucking mouth, child. That is a delusion that you believe. Because you have to. We're not facing bankruptcy. That isn't a thing.
Well, you will be when they come to collect that lawsuit money. We know you didn't
no
pay...
No, child. No, child.
Oh, so
we
somebody was just nice
bankruptcy.
Enough...
And we will never owe anyone a penny.
So somebody was just nice enough to throw down $100,000 in a frivolous lawsuit,
child,
you idiot.
Little infant, baby, child, your mouth keeps running, but your brain isn't listening to what's being told to you. We will never owe anyone a penny. Quasi has already lost. You didn't pay attention to the hearings. Okay?
The hearings where he
have,
said that you have insufficient evidence
it.
And he's going to rule against you unless you provide evidence of specific defamation on the behalf of Clausy.
Child, baby, infant, stupid, child, you didn't listen to the hearing.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't. No, child, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, child, you did not. Because if you did, you would have heard the important part towards the end that the judge told you, but you didn't hear it.
You have
because
1 week to give me evidence,
no, child,
or I'm going to approve the clock.
Your mouth keeps running when it has nothing to say, child. Nothing whatsoever to say. Nothing whatsoever to say. If you'd listened, instead of trying to live in the delusion that you need to live inside, you would have heard what the judge pro tem said.
All right, what did he say that was so on your side, Patrick?
But you didn't, child.
Dude, you're a mentally retarded, fat piece of shit faggot.
Now it gets worse for you.
No, it doesn't, dude.
Yes, child.
So you really think the judge is going to rule in your favor? That... You just told Josiah that you think you're gonna lose.
Child, your mouth, it keeps doing this thing where things come out of it that have no meaning or importance. You should do something about that. Quiet, child. You have nothing to say. Never
I'm not
have.
Saying anything.
Child.
Okay, well, you just spent, like, 4 hours talking to Josiah, saying the judge is probably not going to rule in your favor, and now you're saying he probably is going to rule in your favor.
You're missing what the judge actually said.
Yeah,
missed it. You missed it, because you're crippling me.
Okay, enlighten me, Patrick.
Your mouth keeps doing this thing. It's really weird. You should get it looked at.
I should get my mouth looked at?
Yes, you should get your mouth and your brain looked at, because mentally healthy individuals don't act the way you do.
Okay, enlighten me, Patrick.
No, you're still talking when you should not be. In fact, you should never be talking, because you never have anything to say. Mentally healthy people don't act out the way you do. Mentally healthy people don't pretend to be...
Mentally healthy people wouldn't react like this to a prank call, you fat faggot.
Your fucking mouth, child. Don't speak anymore. You have nothing to say. That's why you always go back to saying the F word, because you have nothing to say.
That's an accurate description of you, Fatrick.
No, child, it is not. It
yeah,
is a
it is.
Lie. It is a delusion that you have to believe in order to continue functioning.
Okay.
You have nothing to say. Nothing you believe has ever been true.
So what did Judge Stein say that makes you think that you're going to win
blah,
the lawsuit?
Blah, 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 blah,
even
blah,
though
blah, 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 blah,
you told
blah,
Josiah that
blah, blah,
he's probably
blah,
not going to rule
blah,
in your favor.
See, that's the things that are coming out of your mouth, child.
You drunk
nonsense,
fat faggot.
Babbling, insanity, delusions. You have nothing to say. And you have never had anything to say at any point in the last 3 years. Which is why you obsess over every last detail of my life, every tweet, every post, every picture. You spend your entire life on me while I simply
my
live
entire
mine.
Life.
Because shut your fucking mouth, because you're simply insane. This is not how sane people act. It just isn't. There's something broken inside of you that needs to be fixed. But since you won't go and find the help that you need to address everything that is so clearly wrong with you, we're going to have to get that help for you.
What's and wrong with me? Comes, let me know this.
No. You keep thinking you have a right to speak. You don't. You have nothing to say.
Dude, you're a fucking mentally ill narcissist.
You
You've
have
to be calling people mentally ill. This isn't how people react to prank calls,
you
fat
nothing
faggot.
To say. You aren't a prank caller.
Yeah, no. I am.
No, child, you are not.
Yeah,
what you
I
are
am.
Is a cyber terrorist. No, child, what you are is a cyber terrorist and a criminal. You are a criminal.
What
child.
Crime?
And that's what comes next for you.
What crime? Is Sacha Baron Cohen going to prison for pretending to be journalist?
Telephone harassment is a felony, child. What you're doing right now is a felony.
Where do you
what
think I got your phone number?
Is a felony.
What
you
gave it to me.
Right now is a felony.
Dude, you gave me your phone number and gave me permission to call you.
It does not matter, child.
Yes, it does.
No, child, it does not, because you lied about who you are.
That
so
doesn't
that
matter.
Further, shut your fucking mouth. You lied about who you are so that you could further your 3-year-long obsessive criminal harassment campaign against me and my family.
Okay, that's no
that
different from Sacha Baron Cohen.
Shut your fucking mouth. It doesn't have anything to say.
Dude, this is no this isn't a crime, you idiot.
Your fucking mouth. What you've done by misrepresenting yourself is continuing a harassment campaign, a criminal harassment campaign. What you've done is a felony. What you're doing right now, shut your fucking mouth, you stupid little piece of shit. You have nothing to say today.
You're fat.
I am speaking to you now.
Fuck yourself.
Boy. Good boy. You actually managed to shut your fucking mouth for a couple of seconds.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
Work on that.
Fuck yourself.
You should do that all the time, Charlie.
Can you hear me?
Because you have nothing to say.
Yo, Pat.
So, I am ending this phone call. Because you have nothing to say. And now this conversation, which I am also recording, will be turned over to the police, who have already opened an investigation into you.
Good, I'll turn over the emails where you gave me your phone number and gave me permission to contact you. So.
It does not matter.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Don't you understand that
Yes,
part?
It does.
No, of course you don't.
Yes, it does.
No, of course you don't.
Yes,
because
it
you are
does. Yes,
stupid.
It does, you fat faggot.
No, child, it doesn't matter that
yes,
I gave
you this
phone number.
Yes, it
you
does.
Go ahead and
yes, it does.
Because then I will turn
yes,
over this conversation where you admitted that you were misrepresenting yourself the entire time. That makes it a crime.
No, it
you
doesn't.
Stupid.
Otherwise, Sacha Baron Cohen would be in prison
if that was
a crime.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're still doing that thing with your mouth. That doesn't.
Where I'm telling the truth? Yeah.
You're still no child. You have never had a moment of truth in your life. You've never spoken truth in your life.
Okay, why isn't Sacha Baron Cohen in prison?
You're certainly not doing it right now, child.
Why isn't Sacha Baron Cohen in prison?
Shut your mouth. No. Shut your mouth. This conversation is over.
You're a drunk
idiot. Thank you for shut up. I'm still speaking. You don't get to speak.
Fuck you.
Thank you for that. That will also go into the record. You misrepresented yourself from the beginning, which is a crime, by the way. You then used that to get information that you were not privy to because you were lying the entire time. That's also a crime. And you used shut your fucking mouth. You used that to continue furthering your obsessive criminal
Dude, you're a mentally retarded fat
against
faggot.
Me and my family. Why are you still talking? You have never had a single fucking word to say, you sociopath.
Dude, you're
Why would
drunk.
You think you get to talk?
How much have
Why
you had to drink tonight, Patrick?
Why would you think you get to talk?
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Why would you think you get to talk? I don't.
Sir, have you been drinking
you have
tonight?
Nothing of any importance or relevance to say. Never have.
Okay, so why isn't Sacha Baron Cohen in prison for doing the same exact thing?
There's no okay. This isn't a conversation. It never was. You lied. You misrepresented yourself in the continuance of your criminal activities. You only advanced the criminal case against you.
Okay.
Okay?
There
you go.
Feel free feel free to show the Milwaukee Police Department prank call. I'll be happy to supplement that sending with an email where you sent me your phone number and gave me permission to call you, you idiot.
Those are the facts of the case. Those are the facts of the case.
The facts of the case are you gave me your phone number and said I could call you, and I called you.
You misrepresented. It doesn't matter who you are. Shut your fucking mouth, stupid little baby infant. You misrepresented.
Is this what you did to your school teachers every time they proved you wrong?
Shut your fucking mouth! You misrepresented who you are in order to falsely and fraudulently obtain information. That's what you did. That is a crime.
No, it isn't.
It does not matter. Yes, child, it is.
What crime would that be?
It does not matter. Yes, child, it is.
It does matter.
It does matter.
It does matter.
I gave you
it does matter. It does matter, Patrick.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I will not shut my fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth. Why do you think you get to talk? I don't understand why you think you have any right to talk to me in the first place.
Yo, shut the fuck up, you fat faggot.
It's truly bizarre. It's truly bizarre. Whatever mental health issues you have that you think that you get to treat complete strangers.
What are you drinking tonight?
Is something. No. Be quiet. Be quiet. The fact that you have such severe antisocial problems in your tiny little brain that you think you get to treat complete strangers you know nothing about this way says a million times more about everything that you have, all the deficiencies in you as a person, than it will ever say about anyone you have ever tried to fuck with. But you fucked with the wrong person. And now you're gonna pay
Yeah, I'm really scared, Patrick. You know, 3 years
you
of telling
be.
Me that I'm gonna get arrested in
you should be scared.
You know, a matter of days, pretty much. That's what you've been saying.
You should be.
You know, actually, about a year ago, I asked you on Reddit.
Actually, you didn't ask me anything because you don't get to ask me questions.
Well, I did, and you answered.
You
and
no,
I asked you,
you
what's your new script gonna be?
Questions, little one.
Well, I asked you and you answered.
You don't get to ask questions, little one. This
well,
is a conversation.
You don't get to define reality,
you
actually.
You don't get to ask me questions.
Okay,
one.
Well, when
this
the judge rules against you, you're going to really understand who's in charge, Patrick.
This is not a conversation, little one.
Dude,
you
you're drunk as fuck, man. Stop drinking. Stop eating so much, you idiot. Go exercise and see your daughter, you fat faggot.
Child, your mouth keeps doing that thing.
Yeah, I'm giving you good advice. That's probably what your conscience is telling you.
You need to get that looked at by a doctor.
You need to listen to your conscience, Patrick. Is your conscience telling you to go on Twitter all day? Or is it telling you to go have your daughter in your life and get a real job and stop being obsessed with Twitter?
Little baby child, my conscience is clear. Yours
no, it isn't. I know that.
Is not. Oh, baby, it really is.
I highly doubt that. Really, your conscience tells
you
to have no contact with your daughter?
Baby child, you doubt everything.
Why are you getting so uppity about
that? You have never believed a single true thing about me, my family.
That is a true thing.
My extended family, my friends, my colleagues. You've never believed a single true
That's a true thing,
thing
that you wrote, Patrick.
Last, shut your fucking mouth. Don't speak.
Yeah, that's what you tell your conscience,
you have
Patrick.
Don't speak. You have never believed a single true thing about me or anyone in any way tangentially associated with me. Everything your defective little group of sociopathic cultists tosses around as dogma is false. You can't separate your own delusions from reality anymore.
Dude, and you're a fucking child, dude. Stop playing with fucking toys. Lose some
you
weight.
No, nothing. I don't
get a real job.
Stalker. I simply don't.
Get back
don't.
With John
no,
and Adrian. Get back in their good graces so you can see your daughter, dude. Quit it with this fucking
Sweetheart,
bullshit.
That's not how any of this works.
You're not a victim. Nobody is trying to harass you.
It's none of your concern.
If you
people harass
if you stopped being a fucking dickhead to everybody,
day.
This would
you
people would stop fucking with you.
Single day.
No.
Definitely. What you do is a fucking felony.
No, it isn't.
All of it.
No,
all
it isn't.
It is a fucking felony. The fact you're calling me right now is a fucking felony.
No, it isn't.
The fact you're recording me right now.
You gave me your phone number, idiot.
No, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, the judge isn't going to tell me that when I
quiet,
say that to him.
The judge is not involved here. The judge is not in this conversation. Because there isn't a conversation. There is.
Well,
you.
Guess what? You're not going to be able to say that to the police when...
fucking mouth.
When the police ask you, did you give this person your phone number? And you say, shut your fucking mouth. Guess what? They're not going to pursue your case.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's a really easy thing to do. You can just stop talking. You can just stop calling me. You can just stop.
Yeah, I can.
You can just stop.
Can you stop twittering?
You'll get really fucking lucky. Maybe you'll get lucky. And not be identified. And not be arrested.
I don't care about being identified.
The only chance you have.
You already identified me on that spreadsheet.
The only chance you have left.
Spoiler alert, I don't live in the US.
That's the only chance you have left in this world, child.
Okay. Well, anyways,
Nope. You're still trying to talk and you don't get to. You're
okay.
Still trying to talk and you
yeah, because you're a narcissist, dude.
You have nothing.
Your mother fucked you up. Your mother
you
told you that you're special. You have authority.
You have nothing.
You're an intellectual genius. You're
you
smarter than everybody.
Nothing.
You're special.
You have nothing.
And look where you are now, dude. You're $100,000 deep in legal fees. You're about to pay quasi $20,000. You're married to a lesbian. You can't see
lesbian.
Your daughter. You don't have a real
really,
job.
Really should, you really
wow,
should
I'm really jealous, Patrick. I should really get a life.
The judge told you what was happening, child.
Yeah, he told you he's going to uphold the quash unless you
no,
show a specific example.
Quasi's already out that money, child. The judge already told you that.
No, he's you're going to be
yes, child,
ordered to pay him.
Really should have listened to the hearing. You should have listened to the hearing. The judge already told you Quasi is not getting his money.
No, he didn't.
It's not happening.
He did not say
yes,
that.
Child, he did. Yes,
no, he
child,
didn't.
He did.
You know we have recordings of that moron.
And didn't hear what the judge
said. He never said Quasi is out of his money.
Yes, child, he did.
No, he
you
didn't.
Didn't listen to what yes, child,
you're going to have to pay him.
Maybe your ADD or whatever the fuck is wrong with you made it so that you kind of wandered off or weren't paying attention, but the fact of the matter is, at the end of the last hearing, the judge already said, Quasi's not getting his money. He didn't use those words, so maybe it confused you.
Yeah, he didn't use
those
words, okay.
Stupid.
So that goes into your psychotic interpretation in your brain, Patrick.
No. You have a tiny little brain that has many, many things wrong with it, which is why you did this in the first place.
Dude, you cheated on that half marathon. You
child,
sent yourself
you
that.
This thing where
you will never find me 14.
Because those sounds are meaningless and have nothing to say. There's no actual information contained within any of the little squeaks that come out of your pathetic little lips.
You
right?
Emailed yourself
you
from you will never find me 1488.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Good boy. Thank you for shutting the fuck up. Anyway, I'm ending
keep
this
ruining your life, you
to
stupid
me.
Idiot. We're going
to
keep pointing and laughing at you.
You keep
pointing and laughing at you. Yes.
Why. You can't. I can't conceive of why you think talking is in any way beneficial to you when you have nothing to say.
Trying to
so
help
I'm
you,
ending
Patrick.
The conversation now, and I'm going to go back in and continue having fun with all of my friends and my very
Oh, your friends.
Life. And then we're going to go home and have a very good evening.
And she's going to
so,
fuck you in the ass.
Thank you very much. Go fuck yourself. No, that's not... I'm into things, but that's definitely not one of them.
Yes, it is. You already said it was. She likes
no,
fuck. You
I
like
didn't.
To get fucked in the ass, Patrick. No. Don't lie. You already admitted that.
No.
Yeah,
child,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
say that.
Yeah, you
no,
did.
No, child, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
this
you did.
This is one of those things that is a delusion that you hold.
You like to
you
get
don't
fucked
understand
in the ass.
How other actual human beings work. You just don't understand things.
You like
because
to get pegged in the ass with by your wife.
You are fundamentally
you faggot.
Broken as a person, and we both know it.
You're a gay
it's
faggot,
very
dude. You like things in
yeah,
your
no,
ass.
Like, sweetheart, mentally healthy people don't act the way you do. They just don't.
Well, straight people don't like to get fucked
in
the ass, Patrick.
They have hobbies that don't include being a cyber terrorist against complete strangers. But that's what you do because you mistake cruelty for comedy because there's something fundamentally broken inside of you as a person.
This
I
isn't how mentally stable people respond to prank calls,
help,
Patrick.
I can't help that for you. There's nothing I can do about that. And if I could, I wouldn't because you're a sociopath and I don't want to help you in any way. I want to see you stopped. I want to see you put in prison where you...
Exactly,
because
you're a narcissist. You have...
Yes,
these incredibly
child.
Delusional...
No, child, you keep doing the talking thing when you have nothing to say, and it's really tiring. I gotta tell you.
Dude, you clearly do not live a good life that anybody envies.
No, baby, child, you obviously don't, or you wouldn't act this way. That's just not how
why, doing prank calls?
Would act. No, you have nothing. That's why you're doing this on a Saturday. That's why you're doing this on a Saturday.
Doing a 20-minute prank
very,
call?
That's why you're doing this on a Saturday night. Because you have no life. You have no one to go to. You have no one who cares about you. You have
dude, you're
no
fucking
one who
deranged.
Wants to be with you. And I do. So guess what? We're just going to go ahead and end this pointless talk.
And you're going to get
again,
fucked in the ass by your wife.
You've never had anything to say. No, child.
Yeah, you will.
No, child.
You
that's
like to get fucked in the ass by your
work.
Wife.
No,
yeah,
little
yeah,
baby child.
Yeah.
No child.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah,
do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Believing your delusions
there you
because
go.
It's all you have left.
No,
in
that's
this
something
world.
You said, Patrick.
And
you
I
like to
am
get
going
fucked
to
in the
take
ass.
Those from you, too.
You're
going to
take
night,
what?
You fucking abject coward.
You're a
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Fat faggot.
No, I'm not. It's
yeah,
not a,
you are.
That's simply untrue. No, it's simply untrue, baby doll. It's just not a true statement. It's a delusion you hold. You, however, who hides, who never shares his name, never shares his face, doesn't use his real phone number because he's terrified of consequences.
No, it's because I live in another country and I'd be like long-distance phone calls if I gave you my real phone number.
Yeah, no, you're just mumbling. It's pathetic. Good night.
I'll give you my real phone number, actually. 0995. I already hung up. Damn, that went way longer than I thought. All right.